Andy, another chance to sweep a series here. You guys come back and win, and I know the word that we talked about pregame and you used postgame was resilient. And again, we saw it yesterday. And so I just want to ask you again, what did you notice yesterday about that resiliency from this club that you can take into another one today?
Yeah, I think Sean pitched really well. And halfway through the game, we hit a batter, walked a batter, and had a three-run home run golfed off the foul pole against us and found ourselves down. And, you know, there's two ways to look at that moment. You can have kind of the pessimistic view, like, all right, here we go again. This is the way the season's gone. Or we can go like, sweet, here we go again. This is who we are. This is what we do. We come back in these situations. We're trying to tap into the latter consistently. And the latter involves being resilient and thought we got like great at-bats in that ninth inning from Brad Beatty, from Polanco, from Alvey, and then ultimately from Lindor. And those guys, some of them were not having their best game of the year. And that's what you love to see. And I think we saw that yesterday. Good to get the second win in the series. More work to do today.
I just talked to Carson Benj about kind of the feeling of culture and that ability to play free. And I said, you know, how is that created? And he looked at me and said, it's above my pay grade. And so I turned to you and say, how do you create that kind of feeling of, instead of here we go again, here we go again, chance to come back?
Yeah, well, I know Carson's signing bonus, so if that's above his pay grade, it's above mine as well, because I'm south of that signing bonus he got. I think it's just how you view adversity. If you're going to stand on it to launch you to your next level of greatness, you never fear it. You're never worried about it. It happens. It's part of life. It's part of baseball. And if you take that mindset, when it shows up, you're not bothered by it or not scared of it. And that's what you're trying to cultivate as a team identity, is like, how do we stand on the adversity we've had to launch us to our next level of greatness? It's not easy. You don't do it perfectly every day, but that is why you tap into resilience and being adaptable and continuing to learn from every set of circumstances you have. And you try to get that inside of everybody. And it is in all of these guys. It's intrinsic to them, because they would not be Major League Baseball players if they did not have that greatness inside of them. They've had to overcome so much to be here. The odds to get here are incredibly hard. So it's inside every one of these guys. And sometimes we just got to be reminded of it. And sometimes you just got to talk to ourselves instead of listening to ourselves, because the narrative we tell ourselves really causes us to play one way or another.
Another guy I spoke to was in Pittsburgh last week, Luis Robert Jr. I said, you're going to play the corners here. He said, yes. I said, which one scares you the most? He said, left field. You've got him in left field today for his first test on the corners. How are you going about getting him ready to get out there today?
Yeah, I know he's done some positioning stuff with Gilbert Gomez and continues to do a little bit of work there. For him, it's go out there and play it like an athlete. I got thrust into left field in the big leagues. I'm 1/10 of the athlete that Luis Robert is, even in my, like when I had a fake prime, if that was a prime. And I remember I'm playing left field in Cincinnati out of nowhere, and go take some fly balls there and go play. He's had a weak heads up that it's coming his way, and he's had some opportunity to get himself like mentally acclimated to a new challenge. I was an infielder going to the outfield. He's a center fielder sliding over to left. I suspect he'll do well.
Thanks, Andy.
Absolutely.